You're listening to SBS News.
It's sale season, but the signs in retail stores are black. At least 30 of the largest Australian retailers and online stores have pulled together to donate all profits made this Thursday to the Red Cross. The fundraiser was organised by General Pants Co's CEO, Sasha Lang.
Look, the Australian retail community is, we survive and the consumers are the reason why our businesses exist ultimately. And Australia is going through a really hard time at the moment with what's happening with the bushfires. And I think it's a moment for us as a retail community to step up and support those that have supported us each and every day throughout the years.
The Business Council of Australia, which represents the big banks, miners and large companies, is creating two initiatives. The CEO, Jennifer Westacott, says the first is a $25 million permanent fund for the children of volunteer firefighters who've lost their lives, paying for school and university fees. The second is a five-year community rebuilding scheme.
Getting businesses back up and running, keeping industries going like tourism, and then things like helping people who can't work because their business has been destroyed, trying to get them a job in a company and coordinating that effort.
The schemes may be welcomed by fire-affected communities, but they don't surprise marketing experts such as Natita Garg from the University of New South Wales Business School. She says stores running fundraisers at a time of crisis builds brand awareness and trust from consumers.
There wouldn't be necessarily a direct boost right away in the short term, but in the long term they should see some good returns on such investment.
But Jennifer Westacott says business representatives deny a side agenda at play.
I think it would be very sad if people were to see this as a cynical act, because what I see is, you know, store managers keeping their stores open when their own situation is in danger. You know, people in Coles filling those stores up in Batemans Bay when people had lost their homes. That's what I see. And people have to remember, business is the community. You know, it's the 11 million people who work in a business. It's the people who work at Bunnings and Coles and Woolworths.
Today, National Australia Bank extended its bushfire contributions to a total of 5 million. A bushfire relief concert will be held at Sydney Olympic Park next month. The headliners are yet to be announced, but there's rumours Queen might make an appearance. The band will be in Australia, playing the same stadium the night before the relief concert. What is certain, donations will be needed, with more than 2,000 homes destroyed so far. Lucy Murray, SBS News.